This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
What's up, everybody? This is the Just Talking with Sam podcast. What? The Just Talking with Sam podcast. I really hate when Sam does that, but I'm not going to share that with him right now. Also, this is Tasha this time. You don't have Sam, you have Tasha. What is better than Sam? Tasha. What the heck not? Anywho, we have a special treat for you guys this week, man. We have been chasing and chasing and chasing this guest, and we finally captured her, and we are so excited to bring you Miss Layla Hathaway to the Just Talking with Sam podcast. If you know Sam and you know anything about him besides his crazy love for Prince, God rest his soul, Sam loves Layla Hathaway. Sam is convinced that Layla Hathaway actually blew him a kiss in the middle of a concert. I do not believe it, but that's what he said. So, yeah. But, yeah, if you know Sam, you know the people he loves. Sam is a very passionate person. When he talks about Layla Hathaway, you can hear how passionate he is about her music and everything that she represents. And, you know, you can tell when somebody is a genuine fan about a person. So, we decided to have Miss Layla Hathaway on this week. But first, we got to take care of some bills. Hey, get Sam out of here. He doesn't need to know what's going on right now. Shoot, trying to surprise him. He got to sit back and enjoy the surprise I have for him. But in the meantime, you can head over to samshownation.com, explore the space a little bit, hit the donate link if you want, and remember, anything that you donate to the show or via the website does go back into the show. So you can do that. You help us out a lot. Help us out a great deal. You can even explore the space, browse through some of our current promotions. We have some coming up since it's Father's Day. Actually, we have Reebok. Anybody that knows me personally knows that I love Reebok. They're like my second favorite brand of shoe. And for Father's Day, they have something special going on. If you use the code DAD, you can get 20% off site-wide and 30% off everything that's already marked down. So, but the last day for it is Father's Day for all you last minute shoppers. Yeah, trust me, I'm going to use the link even though it's not Father's Day. Sam will be all right, whatever. But you can use that code and it'll save you 20% off site wide, and for already marked down items, you get 30% off. So, who doesn't love good t-shirts, good gym shoes? And if you are a sneakerhead, this deal works for you too. So, again, head over to samshownation.com, hit the current promotions link, scroll down a little bit, hit the Reebok button, and bam, go on in there, you get your 20% off, get your 30% off using the code DAD. So, that's one to enjoy. We also got a little something, a little extra for the little players. No, I'm joking. But something extra for you guys that like to dress up, wear a suit, look nice. We have some Stacey Adams. We're not giving you Stacey Adams, but you can go over to their website via samshownation.com under the current promotion. Head over to Stacey Adams and save yourself 10% off. They also have free shipping with a $75 purchase on stacyadams.com. Now, That's maybe one of Sam's other Father's Day gifts, but he don't need to know all that. So if you would like to save up to 50% off on clearance, when you can use the 10% off promo code, which is LNKCL16. It is valid until June 20th. So you got a little bit of time. So again, that code to save yourself 10% is LNKCL16. Do it via the Sam Show Nation current promotions link. There you go. Let's get you some Stacey Adams. They don't sell women's shoes, so sorry, ladies. So, ladies, maybe you can enjoy this one. Now, I don't know how important a good night of sleep is to you, but to me it's very important. I like to be comfortable when I do so. And the folks at U.S. Mattress, they are among the largest American mattress retailers with over 250,000 satisfied customers served all across America. They got free delivery on any mattress that goes basically anywhere in the continental USA. They have mattress experts to help you. They got competitive pricing. And who doesn't love a 100-night guarantee? That means that if you do not like your mattress within 100 days, that's like 3 months, you can call them and say, I don't like this mattress. They'll come get it and bring you the one that you like a little bit better. You can order online. It's safe. It's easy. Did I mention they got free delivery on everything? Because they do. They have free delivery. It's the bomb to try. It's just do it via the SamShowNation.com website. Hit the current promotions link. Hit U.S. Mattress. Go get you a mattress. Why not? Everybody deserves a good night's sleep, and you do too. I don't know who doesn't like a good night's sleep, but I do. So visit SamShowNation.com, click the current promotions page, and scroll down and hit that U.S. mattress link. Go over there, buy yourself a new mattress, buy you some pillows, buy you whatever you like that's pertaining to your good night's sleep and your bed. So, there you have it. Now, my favorite website is Amazon. Everybody knows me, knows I love Amazon. Buy something from them several times a week. Just ask Sam's credit card in his pocket how much I love Amazon. But I do not go to Amazon without visiting SamShowNation.com first to click that current promotions link. Scroll on down. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to do all that. As soon as you go on Sam's website, there is a banner that says Amazon, and you can click that and shop as you normally would. Buy whatever you want, your toaster, your kitchen scale, you can buy some lampshades, you can even buy maxi pads if you want. Amazon has everything you can even think about, and you can even buy Miss Layla Hathaway's CD on Amazon.com. The digital, the hard copy, you can buy all of her CDs on there. But don't do that unless you go to SamShowNation.com first. Do that. We appreciate you. You love yourself for doing it. Because remember, that's my favorite website. I hate to make this about me, but I just had a few hefty deliveries from Amazon, and I'm not going to brag about that, but I did. So, without further ado, I have a special song coming up. Maybe this will get Sam a little hint as to what's going on. I'm going to play Mirror by Miss Layla Hathaway. I hope you enjoy the selection. And after that, you will hear me and Sam. Well, me kind of surprised Sam a little bit. So stay tuned and enjoy Mirror by Miss Layla Hathaway.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can.
No one else can.
yourself, you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody else.
No one can love you like you. If you look inside, you'll find where your strength resides. No one can love you like you. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can.
Welcome to another edition of the Just Talking with Sam podcast. What? Ain't that how you say it? The Just Talking with Sam podcast.
Hey, man, this is like insulting on so many levels.
First of all,
oh.
You going to let me do it or not? Or no?
First of all, I really didn't have a choice in the matter. I don't even know why I'm here. I don't know why I'm sitting in the guest chair.
Well,
this is not cool. You know what? Every guest I've ever had sitting in this chair, I apologize.
I am sitting in the big chair today. I'm wearing a big drawer.
This is uncomfortable. I don't even know why I'm here.
How do you feel?
I feel cheated. I don't know why I feel cheated. I feel weird that my show has been hijacked. I didn't even know we was recording the podcast today.
Well, I have a surprise for you. So,
right.
I guess you're going to have to sit tight and wait for my mini Father's Day surprise.
So, I've been sitting here. I've been virtually emasculated to some degree. And you are at the top of this podcast.
Man, let's not forget, it's like, Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to get it over with. What do you want for Father's Day?
Reverence.
Something that I can hand you physical in your hand.
A signed document from President Obama for diplomatic immunity.
You know what something President Obama do that I did not know he did? If you send them like a wedding invitation or a baby shower invitation to the White House, they'll send you a congratulations back with their signatures on it.
Why haven't we done that?
We haven't done
anything.
We've
done both of those.
Well, I didn't know they did that until after we got married and after we had a baby.
Can we retroactively do that?
Nah, because it's going to say, the wedding invitation will say 2010. Obama probably be like, what? No.
Hey, man, let's go and get it cracking before he get out of office. This is his last 8 months.
I kind of wanted to send him one for Charles. I didn't find out after Charles' third birthday party. Maybe I should have sent one to the White House to invite President Obama to Charles' birthday party.
I would love it if Charles met.
Then he
could
have had
Obama.
A keepsake of saying happy birthday, Charles, from President Obama and First Lady Michelle. It would have been kind of cool. But I didn't know they did that until I didn't find out.
Hey, you still got time, man. I understand he's born and whatever. Just send it and just put a little, hey, man, this is retroactive. Come on,
you know what we should do? We should send President Obama a Father's Day card.
I mean, I think that's been done to death. I ain't even got my Father's Day. I don't even know why I'm in this chair, dog.
Well, if you would shut the H
up. I don't even know why I'm in this chair.
So basically, it's Father's Day weekend, and I want to do something special for Sam. If anybody knows Sam, me personally, y'all may not know this. Sam has a thing called Unicorn Guest. Guess he probably think that he won't ever talk to. Yeah, so that's part of my surprise.
You fucking resurrected Prince? I mean, like, who's the unicorn guest? Because,
I want to tell you is that I captured a unicorn for you.
What? Prince? Like, did you get Prince?
No. I couldn't get my hands on one of those little cute purple boxes they was handing out of his remote.
Unicorns.
Think about your unicorn guest, and I'll let you know if you're hot or
Prince.
Cold. You're very cold.
I talked to Ric Flair. I did that with my damn self.
Okay, X him off the list.
I do not like this chair, man. I apologize for every guest.
Are you uncomfortable?
Very, man.
You know, my booty is sitting very pretty right now.
Like, I understand now when I'm in the chair, when I'm in the big chair, I understand why there's a look of, like,
is in my, podcast world,
hold
I am wait. Very comfortable in Sam's chair right
hold
now.
Hold on, wait, why you... Did you wait? You set up all this stuff. Am I even on? I don't like not being in front of my board.
I am looking at your board, and I see that you're
like
talking.
I like being guest on other people's show because I don't have this. But I know I run a pretty tight ship over here.
Okay.
And I know the level of detail that you put in stuff. That's not necessarily yours is,
Are you saying that I don't put detail?
That's what I'm getting at right
there.
Well,
Sam, when it comes to, like, doing stuff for you and my gift-giving skills, you have to give me credit. My gift-giving skills are A1, and you know that.
All right, unicorns. Chris Rock! Oh!
This is
Chris,
one of your gifts.
Chris Rock!
Very cold. Ice cold.
All right.
Is Ice JJ Fish on that list?
Ice JJ Fish is the very, very last person on that list. I feel as though, first of all, he's not even on the regular list. He's not a unicorn.
Okay.
I feel as though I have talked to Ice JJ.
I don't even know why I brought Ice JJ.
This is not a shot to him.
But if y'all know who he is, if you don't.
This is not a shot to him. But what I'm saying is, I'm pretty sure I've talked to him on accident. All right. Because of what's happening in the league right now, unicorn guest, I got to talk to my man, Steph Curry. Steph Curry. All right, Steph Curry is stepping through that door right now.
No. Very cold.
No Steph?
Steph Curry, he's somewhere with a bottle in his mouth right now, being a baby. So we're not going to talk about him.
All right, look, man. Look. We'll get into anyone who's charted our social media presence. Know what's up. Look, man, it's a few people on that unicorn list. I don't know. I'm extremely, and I don't mean the people on the list, the people that don't even know they on the list. I gotta be honest. I am very fucking uncomfortable in this chair. I will change this chair as soon as we leave here today because this is not me. This is not, This is not the good look, and I apologize.
You got any more guests for me that you want to?
I gotta be honest. I really don't give a goddamn right now. I am so uncomfortable. No disrespect to the guests. It's just
know that you've been waiting for this for a while. You've been chasing this person for a while. So I, your wife. Put a few strings, so to speak.
All right, I understand you pat yourself on the back right now.
And your actual Father's Day gift, because I can't buy you clothes. I can't buy you shoes.
No, man, after that fiasco with the tight jeans, you are banned from buying clothes.
First of all, if anybody knows me, they know that I enjoy a good bargain.
Right. Yeah, you don't make bargains when you're buying people gifts. You don't look for the bargains when you're shopping for other people. Now I'm running around here with the cross on my side. I got my Russell Westbrook game.
Like, I love a good bargain. And what I do is, like, I shop out of season a lot of the times.
You definitely shopped out of season for them tight ass pants, man.
And since I shop out of season, my behind thinking that you didn't gain any weight was going to still be able to fit a 34.
No, man, that was not the good look. That was the anti good look.
So I'll give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a musical guest.
All right. It's narrow to Prince.
No, Cold.
Now Rogers.
Her dad's her dad was a wonderful musician. God rest his soul. One of the best.
Oh wait, when you say that means his dad, the dad is dead.
Yes.
Nah, I got an idea who it is. Nah, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Mirror?
I'm giving you a look right now.
You?
This is not funny. If you playing,
have you?
This is not funny at all.
Have you?
Yes. Yeah. First of all, you know good and hell well I know the song Mirror. I was listening.
Have you looked in the mirror today?
Yeah.
Did you like what you see?
Off and on, my love hate relationship with myself.
That was a dig at him.
All right. All I'm saying is, look, man. Hey, you bet. Look, man.
Press pause. Where's your phone? I need your phone.
Why?
I just need your phone.
Why?
Why are you questioning me? I need your phone.
I'm not hiding nothing on my phone.
You bet not.
Because I think you're lying about who I think that is.
Did you lock me out of your Instagram account?
Huh?
Did you lock me out of your Instagram account?
No, I did not. I got hacked for like half a second.
I had to change my password.
Actually, it's not me. The Instagram. No, the Instagram is the show.
Okay, we do have each other's passcodes, in case you think we're...
Yeah. No. I got hacked, and they send that security thing, so I changed the code. Now I get to you today. Here's the stupid phone.
I got your phone now. Wait a minute. Wait, is your phone ringing? Look at it. Check it. Is it on vibrate?
First of all, no. That's just an email.
Oh, okay.
Let's be cool. Let's be cool, and if you clearly see it, I just want to hear the name, who's the guest, because I think you're lying, but I can't prove it.
It rhymes with Smayla Cathaway.
First of all.
Rhymes with.
If you got me sitting in the guest chair that will be replaced today, because I feel y'all pain, and you telling me that the three-time Grammy Award with it, Layla Hathaway. Somebody I have been just...
The lady with the best range in the business.
She even can do... What was that trick? I watched that thing she did with Snarky Puppies. She can do like four tones. She can do like four octaves at the same time.
She got range out of this world. Like,
a woman who may or may not, when we saw her at the Fox, may or may not have blown a kiss to me. You know, I believe she did.
Check your phone.
I'm looking at it. Nothing's happening.
Okay.
Okay. So she's calling, first of all.
Any minute now.
What do you mean by any minute?
Any minute your phone is going to vibrate. I think you're...
No, it's on. It's the ringer. It's on. Okay. All right, first of all, what is she calling me or the show?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Both. You,
well, first of all, novice, Padawan, she calling the show, you need to take that AUX jack and hook it up to my phone.
Okay, I can do that.
I don't think you can.
First of all.
But, are you serious about this?
Yes.
No, hook it up to the jack, man.
All right.
Is this one of these things, hold on, wait, since we switched places, is this going to be one of these things where you leave the room?
Yes, I am.
Why do you always do that with the guests?
I don't want to mess this up for you, and plus, I really have to
I got to be honest, I'm not really ready to talk to Layla out the way. I am shaking right now. If you are serious about this is not a game.
I said it right, Kayla Smith away.
This is not a game right now. Okay, first of all, if you're going to hook up the AUX jack,
I hooked it up.
You take the mic part and put
well,
it in the
cradle. Well, you do it. You do it. If you want me to do it, you do it.
Scoop over. Damn it. I do not like doing this. Okay. See how the cradle works right there?
I got you. All right, the kids.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Hit that
button. All right.
That button right there. Oh, shit. That's Mono.
Hello?
Hi, is Sam there, please?
This is Sam. How you doing? Layla?
Yes, how are you?
I'm ecstatic. I'm feeling great. You know what? You on air right now. I got to introduce you right. You are the three-time Grammy Award-winning Miss Layla Hathaway. That's how we do it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling into the podcast. As you can tell, myself, we are big fans here at Sam Show Nation of all your work. I'm freaking out right now, but I'm trying to keep it professional since we live. But this is awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And you are no stranger to the D. You're going to be here in Detroit very soon at Shane Park, the 24th.
Yes.
And this is, yeah, and this is the live, you're promoting the live album, Live and in Tour, and after listening to this album, honestly, it's the closest thing, as a guy who's seen you live many times, it's the closest thing to having you live without actually being there. You could virtually smell the popcorn. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That was the whole intent, was to be able to present something that everybody might not have the opportunity to see.
Oh, but, I mean, even the latest cut, Mirror, that we played at the top of the podcast, I mean, I like how you said not the opportunity to, because you don't have a lot of live records these days. It's just usually...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You missed that.
Growing up, there were a lot of live records. There were a lot of bands and people that went on the road, and after a few months of touring, would make a record that reflected what they had been doing on the road. And so that was definitely the way that a lot of bands did it in the past.
I know, and you struck that chord, and it takes you back to, like, honestly, made me want to see you live again after hearing that.
Wonderful. Good. Come on through.
I will be there. Like, you can probably hear the smile on my face right now. But, like, even with Mirror, we touched on, but, like, the cut, Angel, the cover that you did from Anita Baker, that you just channeled the soul of that woman. Did she ever hear it or tell you about it?
She did. I actually, you know, she heard it before anyone heard it, and it was important for me that she sanctioned it and gave me a blessing on it, because really when I try to recreate something like that, it can only be done if someone gives you the idea. So if there's no Anita, you know, in a way there's no me. So I wanted her to hear it first, and she said she liked it, so we could go forward with it.
Okay. At least you got the okay, the blessing, the go-ahead, because Angel's one of those songs, you better not mess that up.
That's right. And I have covered a few of those that, you know, are pretty... I don't think that maybe 20 or 25 years ago I might have tried to, but really my intent is to always recreate the feeling that I had listening to those songs. So they're kind of like love letters to those people that created those feelings in the first place.
Word, I hear that. And one of the first single, I think, on the album was Little Ghetto Boy, which that was more of a tribute to your dad, the late, great Donny Hathaway.
Right. Well, we did a dual single. So the first single was actually Angel, and then we put Little Ghetto Boy with it. And then we actually did a remix for Little Ghetto Boy, which was just called Ghetto Boy with Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the first two singles were covers.
I mean, even with that, I mean, it was a great song, but now it's like more socially relevant due to what's happening in the news and what we're seeing here. And I think you struck a chord with a lot of people, myself included, with that.
I hope so. I mean, it's one of those songs that was so relevant in its time and relevant now and will still be relevant and poignant in 100 years, perhaps, in this country.
I mean, technically, if you think about it, social relevance aside, the whole live album is kind of a tribute, right? I think didn't you record that
absolutely.
The same place absolutely. Your dad did?
I did at the Troubadour in L.A., where he recorded part of his live album. And it really started with a conversation with me and a friend of mine named Donald Lawrence. He said, you know, you should make a best of album, a record, you know, that has a whole bunch of songs from your whole career. Because this year sort of marked my 25th anniversary in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started putting it together and realizing, oh, maybe I should make it live, then I realized I had to do it at Troubadour. So it all just sort of came together for me like that.
Hey, it works. It really does. Because technically, you have done some, you know, the best of there, but that extra sauce of having it live, that extra feeling, made it that much more important.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to pat myself on the back with this one. I finally get a chance to tell you this, even though I know you're very active on social media, and I sent you the link. But a few months ago, we had Will Downing here on the podcast.
Okay.
And he made it. He said, whatever strength I got in this internet, whatever strength I got, make sure you, Layla Hathaway, you hear it. He said if he ever wanted to work with another artist, ever, it's you. And I just said, well, Will, I'll do what I can. And lo and behold, y'all are on tour. Y'all have a few shows on tour.
And we've been on tour for years and years and years. Will is pulling your leg. I see him at least two or three times a year, and we do shows together and hang out and laugh and eat food together. So he's definitely a dear friend of mine from way back.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I'm just listening to this album as well as some of your other works, and it's pretty obvious you pull your music, you know, your musical taste from different sources, a lot of new age sources, a lot of places, whatever musical influences, and you can see that in your work. One thing I want to know, you got any guilty pleasure songs, you know, that karaoke special, the ones that don't lead a car?
You know, I mean, clearly I'm addicted to the Panda song. Everybody knows that. You know, every now and again, these records come up, and now that I'm DJing, I DJ as well.
Mm-hmm.
I find records that I wouldn't necessarily listen to when I need a music fix, but when I need some other kind of fix, I will definitely go to those records. A record like Panda, you know, that has that low end or that has that hook that's so infectious. So I have a lot of I wouldn't call that guilty pleasure, because you shouldn't feel guilty about anything that you like.
Okay.
But I would definitely call them, you know, records that are more party mode records or fun mode records, you know.
Yeah. Also saw where you did the duet with Kim Burrell at Essence Fest. That looked awesome, but you seem like super surprised she called you up. That was a genuine thing?
I was actually way back in the room, and I didn't even know that she knew I was in the room, so I was super, super, super surprised.
Like, does that happen a lot? Do you still have that fan freak out moment that I'm having right now talking to you? Like,
I do. I definitely do. I'm a music lover just like you are a music lover. So when I meet the people that are part of the fabric of my day, I'm definitely excited. You know, I got to work with Pharrell a couple months ago, and I definitely, you know, it was super low-key, and I was cool with it, but I was definitely geeked.
Oh, I'm geeked now, but what you're seeing now is my professional voice. But the second you hang up that phone, I'm going to, like, walk to the car or do a victory lap or something, because this is crazy.
I appreciate it.
One other thing that I want to ask, mainly you touched on it with the DJ thing. How's that coming? I was seeing
it's
you...
coming very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love doing it. It's a totally different way of listening to music for me,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lot of fun. I'm still very nervous when I do it. I still travel with my actual DJ as my training wheels, because I have so much respect for the art. I never wanted to appear as though I think I've just stepped into those shoes and now I know how to do that. So I'm actually a student DJ.
Okay.
Who has, right now, it's a hobby for me, and it's something that I have aspirations to become great at.
Okay.
So yeah, it's my new passion.
Okay. I can't wait to hear the Layla Hathaway DJ cuts, probably in the near future.
Absolutely.
But one thing you said, hobby, and I got to touch on this because this is like the only thing me and you have in common. We're both gamers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've heard in a lot of interviews that you're a big time gamer. You're very partial to Halo. I'm not challenging you. I'm not. I want to make that plain.
You know what? I like Halo, but really, my thing is sort of the more Japanese RPG games, like Final Fantasy 15 is coming out.
Are you hype about that too?
I'm super hype about it. I watched the whole press conference about it. I'm one of those people that owns the soundtrack to the game and has the figurines, and my friend Russell Taylor gave me this beautiful book with all the artwork from the games, and I've been playing those since the 80s when they so I'm very excited about Final Fantasy.
Miss Hathaway, you have just became 2 degrees more cooler because you threw out that Final Fantasy, especially. I'm so hyped about 15. You got Aaron Paul doing voices. Florence from Florence and the Machine doing a thing.
I really can't wait. And honestly, I've been waiting for so long for the last update, and then they did that online game, which I hated. And so, you know, I definitely sometimes when I'm buying games anymore, I feel kind of disenfranchised because everything is like a shooter or a zombie game, and yeah. I'm kind of tired of them. Well, you know, I miss all the good games.
It's hot right now for shooters, but like I'm starting to get tired of it myself. I can only have so many Call of Duties. I can only have so many Halo. But so a good Final Fantasy is gonna clean the slate, especially this one with the movie. If you bought the deluxe one, that's what I got reserved at GameStop. That's what.
Yeah, me too.
With
me
the anime and the CG movie.
It's gonna be really awesome, and I'm gonna be in my house for approximately, you know, 2 weeks without the phone on. Okay. And you know.
I didn't think I was gonna go down this road, but I have a follow up question to that. Your tour ends around the time of Final Fantasy drops.
Yeah.
Was that done by mistake or just a happy
clearly, I just saw the release date on it yesterday. So you know, it's gonna arrive at my house, and it's gonna sit here until I get off tour, and I'm gonna come home and I'm going to get back involved.
Okay, so it was just a happy accident.
Absolutely.
Okay, just speaking of the tour, like I said, you're coming to Shane Park. You got much love in the D. You're going to see a hyperactive me somewhere in the crowd. You got any fond memories of Detroit or just come and perform here?
Oh, yeah. Detroit is, you know, one of the great cities. I'm from the Midwest, and so I have a lot of,
a lot of love. Chicago, for you can say it.
Absolutely, from Chicago, and Shane Park is one of those places I've played many, many times. I have fought off many, many mosquitoes at Shane Park.
Yes, you have.
And we look forward to getting back there.
Okay, so, yeah, like that. I remember one time you were at the Fox, which seemed kind of odd. It was a while ago. I want to say
probably the 90s, probably with Gerald Albright or Joe Sample.
No, it was a little later than that. I think it was around 2004. And which you don't know, the conversation with me and my co-host we were having, I went to that concert, and you did For Forever, For Always, For Love, which is one of my top favorite songs, easily top five of yours. And, like, you were getting off the stage, and you start blowing kisses and saying bye and all that other good stuff. And I don't know if you remember this. I'm not forcing you to remember this. But there was a little impish, hype, super hype man for an inappropriate song to be hype on. And you blew that impish-like man a kiss. And he was patting himself on the back, and he was quiet for the rest of the show. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay, good.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, but
not even a little.
Okay. I'm just saying that impish man was me, and I was. I'm just patting myself on the back like, yeah, you know she did that to me, right? You know, and no one believed my story, which they shouldn't have. But
hilarious.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I know you got to get out of here. I'm very thankful that you called into the podcast. I got one more question. Well, technically it's a two-parter. You said it. You've been doing this for 25 years, which don't seem like 25 years. You look 25, if you ask
Thank
me.
You.
But is there anything else? I know you talked about DJ. I know you talked about work. Is there anything else that you would like to accomplish? Somebody
oh,
you
yeah.
want to work with?
Oh, sure.
Anything
There's
off the top of the
things.
Head?
You know, my friend Terry Lynn Carrington told me in my 20s, she said, music is just a drop in the ocean. And I was so offended because it was my entire life. But as I grow, I realize there's so many other things that I'd like to try and do. Which I generally don't because I'm so in music. I'm going to try to make, you know, this latter half of 2016 into 2017 a time to find things that I also like doing. I'm really into comedy, really into acting. I'm DJing, like I told you. I would like to do some voiceover work. There's a lot of things I'm really interested in trying to do, and I'm really looking forward to getting into the next record, whatever that's going to be.
I'm down with that. Like you said, voiceover work. You end up in Final Fantasy. I'm picking your character.
Listen, that would be a dream come true.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Put it out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Square Enix, if you're listening, Layla Hathaway would like the voice, any character.
I should just tweet them today and just see what happens.
Go do it. I'll retweet it.
I'm going to do it.
All right, go ahead. And lastly, you've been here for quite some time. Last question. Do you have any advice for any of the newcomers? There's a lot of people listening probably want to know what it is to be in the business. Any advice you could give to up-and-comers?
You know, the interesting thing is that this business changes so much. When people ask me about business advice, I always say, really, if you have business advice, why don't you give it to them? My advice is more about how to be a good musician and how to remain a student of music, because that's the thing that's really going to feed you and be your passion. You have to just make sure that music is your passion, because the business part of it changes so much and evolves. No one can really give you sound business advice because it changes. Every day it's changing. And everyone's path is different. So what worked for me may not work for everybody. You know, in the 80s, you could give someone a cassette and they would sign you to a 6-album. I mean, there's just things unheard of anymore. So now you live in a world where you can create a record on a phone and put it on iTunes in a day. It's a whole different world. So my suggestion is to make sure that it's your passion and that you want to do it, whether you make money or not, and follow that path.
I get that. And this is coming from a woman who's calling into a podcast. So, yeah, you got a point right there. 10 years ago, this didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everything is changing. Everything is evolving.
Oh, well, Ms. Hathaway, thank you so much for just calling into the podcast. I can't wait to see you at Shane Park. Please don't have security kick me out. I'm just excited. You'll see me just amped, which really weird. Fair warning.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And just good luck and congratulations on and much success in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Layla, for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
If I could, I'd give you the world, wrap it all around you. Won't be satisfied with just a piece of his heart.
That song that was Angel by the great Miss Layla Hathaway, as you can tell, I feel, man, I'm.
Oh, so now you can announce songs.
Man, I can announce songs.
Now?
I'm back in my normal chair, back in the captain's chair. I want to thank Tasha for doing that. Jesus Christ, that was Layla Hathaway, the three-time Grammy Award winner. You can go to LaylaHathaway.com. If you want that song, you can get Layla Hathaway live via Amazon.com, via Sam Show Nation. You can go to SamShowNation.com, click that link at the homepage, current promotions page, and get Layla Hathaway live. All right. Man, I am shaking right now. I was not like, all right, first of all, and I hate to be this guy. I'm nitpicky. Whenever you take control and you put the thing in the cradle and they're calling, you gotta hit the button. It came out okay, but you did hit the mono button.
Hey, guess what?
All right, look, you hit the.
Did you talk to her?
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Man, immensely.
All right,
man, I was not ready for that. She doing the DJ thing. She an avid gamer. She got that
and
Final
she'll
Fantasy.
She'll be here too, Sam.
Yeah, I knew that, man. She'll be here at Shane Park.
Are we going to that concert?
I will be at that concert.
Oh, you're not taking me?
I don't know if you heard the conversation we just had. She probably has a team of security guards waiting on me.
Yeah, you're crazy.
But hey, I tried to get to the bottom of. She did blow me that kiss, man. I she don't remember it. But
I wouldn't remember blowing a kiss with your crazy behind.
Either way, all I'm getting at, man, that was cool, Tasha. That was cool. Oh man, I didn't even ask, man. Oh fuck, I didn't even ask her gamer tag.
Well,
like, would she Final Fantasy? Look,
tell you what.
Look. First of all, Layla
will find a way to get the
here. It is
gamer tag.
Layla, you called in the great Miss Layla Hathaway. You called in. We got to do the face-to-face, boy. You got to come in here. We come to you. We got to do the face-to-face. The real podcast when she come in. Instead of calling, we going to talk about the gamer tag, the DJ and stuff that she... I mean, her work speaks for itself. Her albums already speak for itself,
oh,
man.
For sure.
But I'm freaking out right now. But the DJ thing... I want to talk to her about her hook, her DJ hook. You know how, like, Steve Aoki throw cake at people. Skrillex got the haircut. Dead Mouse, obviously, with the mouse head. I wonder what hers is gonna be, man. With she, oh man, it's like rushing in my head right now. Like she down with the Panda song. Apparently, that's one of her go tos.
I guess everybody got bras in the line.
Man, she down with Final Fantasy, man. First of all, you came through. Pat on the back. You came through.
You love me?
Yeah. I was not at the controls.
Nor should you have been.
But I would have played.
How did we switch seats? Wait a minute.
No, I had to get back. Why you?
Can I get?
Why you
booty.
Left the room?
You have on pants. I don't.
Why you left the room?
So
I got back to the controls so I can feel good. But I gotta be honest. The first 2 minutes of that podcast, first 2 minutes of that interview, I was. I
weren't even there. You talked to her for a whole 20 minutes.
Yeah, man. And that, I hope I didn't scare her, man. At this rate,
I don't think you did. I was kind of, I had my ear up to the door. I don't think you did.
That was crazy, man. That, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset for a second. Hot second. We played Angel.
I love Anita Baker's version too, but I
wouldn't allow at the first part of the show when you was doing the reads or whatever. What song did you play to open up the podcast?
Mirror.
Oh, the new boy. Oh, okay. All right. I thought that's what it was. I heard you playing it.
Don't worry about what I do.
No, but I got to post this.
Are you?
Because I, you know,
first of all, I draw the line. I'll do the recording. I'll set up, but I'm not posting.
I thought that's what you were doing. Because when I was talking to her, I said you played it at the top. Mm-hmm. That's what I imagined that was. But I just thought you were just playing a song, mainly because that was the last song that I played. I didn't know it was being recorded. I just used educated guess. This is all, you know what, here it is, appropriate for Father's Day. It is Father's Day at the recording of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset. We're going to give him a bearing straight. We talked about it a little bit. The tribute to her dad, the late, great Donny Hathaway. This song she made off the live album is Little Ghetto Boy. And here we go. Let's just play it. Let's get back.
Ghetto boy playing in the ghetto streets. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell caps of madness in the neighborhood? Boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed that grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? All your young life you've seen such a misery and pain. World is a cruel place to live and it ain't gonna change. So young, you got so far to go. And I don't think you're rich, you go, young man, hanging around the pool room door. Let's count y'all.
That was Little Ghetto Boy by the great three-time award winner, Miss Layla Hathaway, who called into the Just Talking With Sam podcast. What? Just Talking With Sam podcast.
You are a control freak.
That,
you know that?
Look.
I'm supposed to be sitting there.
Look, I'm back in the chair. I'm vibing right now. I don't know how to... I'm speechless at this point in time. Man, that was awesome. You looked out, man. You looked out, man. That Layla, Miss Hathaway, you are so welcome back to the podcast. I'm doing a victory lap. am I fanning out? Yeah, obviously, I'm fanning out, obviously. But what I'm getting at, man, it's just so much stuff we didn't cover. Like, I wanted to talk about, like, running her own label, being her own boss. Mm-hmm. We mentioned it at the beginning about the whole Snarky Puppy thing. Like, I didn't, I know it's a hack question, but, like, I like asking every artist, usually, like, what do they like bringing on tour with them whenever they're on tour? Mm-hmm. Usually, people who have an item they bring on tour. It's such a hack question, but I do like accent. Remember the girls from EXO? EXO, they had to bring, like, their own home pillows. Mm-hmm. Raheem Devine, oddly enough, has to bring his brush. He said, I'll leave my phone. But he was brushing his hair while he was doing it. It's just, so a lot of people say phone. Obviously, phone. Just so they could be in touch with people. But this, man, this was crazy. Crazy. I've talked enough. What do you got, Tasha?
Well, I know we've been trying to get Layla Hathaway in person on the phone. We've been trying to get her for a while. So this came right on time. And I don't have to turn it up as much as I would usually do for Father's Day.
No, this was actually, this is pretty good.
Even though I did get your Father's Day gift.
Please, I don't know. You know what? With all fairness, whatever you gave me may pale in comparison to this.
That's fine.
Because we've tried to talk to Layla Hathaway on so many different occasions. Actually, the last clip, we had Will Downing on the podcast. He was like, hey, if you talk to her, like, you talk, apparently, according to her, they talk to each other more than he sent me on a dummy mission. Still love Will, but, you know, whatever.
But that helped because guess what?
Now here we are, yeah. One of the things the last time we tried, She got nominated for a Grammy, and you had to pick between. I only assume. I didn't even ask her that. You had to pick between us and a Grammy, and obviously, I would have left us. Mm-hmm. My name is on the title of the show. I would have left for a Grammy nomination. We play a repeat or something. But either way, look, Layla Hathaway, my buddy.
First of all, my friend. You.
I said thanks, you know.
For being a part.
Hopefully, thank you. You know, hopefully with that gamer tag, you got help with Final Fantasy 15. If you want it, she says she lock it down. You know, at the end of the tour, she gonna play some 15, and I get it. I know
how many times I want to kick you out the house just so I can play Grand Theft Auto.
You not the, but you don't mess with that RPG world.
I don't. Well, RPG that does fall in Grand Theft Auto.
Sort of. That's more action. Like,
but it's still role playing.
Lately, where I'm at. I'm more in Strat. Like, I have taken a break from my first-person shooters, and I'm now in
I can't play stuff like...
I'm more in the strategy
like,
world
Call
now.
Of Duty, even though I'd be wanting, like, oh, maybe I should crack Call of Duty, because it's like... Sam is the infamous person that buys games and doesn't open them.
Well, I play them, but if I'm sick of a genre...
Now, Xbox has came out with two, with a second. They're coming out with a second.
No, what I'm getting Xbox. At is, if I'm sick of a genre, man, I may still buy the game because I like it and I know I'm gonna get around to it, but as you can see I'm strat up all strategy games.
So what you gonna do when you get the Xbox? What's it, One?
Yeah, 1S now with the yeah, with that the yeah yeah I'm down with that. Final Fantasy. That's what I have a reserve. That's gonna be the first boy. It's gonna be. Remember when I played Fable?
That's not your father's day gift. Yeah, she was wondering.
Remember when I played Fable? Fable.
Yeah.
And you couldn't. And I made a permanent.
That's when we were dating. Not dating. That's when we were like engaged.
And I made a permanent indentation in the couch because of.
Not only that, I would talk to you while I was at work.
And I'm still there. I didn't move. Final Fantasy 15 is going to be much worse.
And I couldn't talk to you on the phone while I was at work.
It's going to be much worse. Much worse. So, look, you running the show.
Yeah.
How do you end this?
Well, I would like to wish all of the fathers that are listening to this show.
Layla, come back! You have the open invitation. I'm sorry. You had an open invitation.
First, I want to wish all of the fathers a very happy Father's Day. You deserve it. Keep being in these babies' lives. If you don't have your daddy, hug somebody's daddy. Just and tell them happy Father's Day. We don't appreciate the men enough. And then you got these mamas walking around celebrating Father's Day, and they are not fathers because they got vaginas. So
all right, first of all, all right, I didn't think you was going to tack on a PSA. I thought you were just going to say,
no, I'm not making a PSA. I'm not making a PSA. And also, and again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers from the Sam, just talking with Sam Show, the Sam Show Nation, however you want to put it. Happy Father's Day from us. Ms. Layla Hathaway, thank you so much for being a part and joining us today and talking to this nutcase. And if you see me and him at your concert and he starts acting like he's crazy, I'll bail him out of jail later, but I'm not with
him. How about not lock me up if she's listening? How about let's start there? It's all love. I promise to be on my best behavior-ish. As far as our guests, Ms. Layla Hathaway, everything can be found at LaylaHathaway.com. I think on all forms of social media, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, everything is Layla Hathaway. You can go to LaylaHathaway.com for tour dates, for pretty much everything involving her.
And also, she will be at Shane Park. So
yeah, Shane Park the 24th.
She'll be here on the 24th of June at Shane Park. With Kim.
So yeah.
If you're from Detroit, if you're going to be here, go down to Shane Park. It's always a good time down there.
As always, you can catch us here at SamShowNation.com, your hub for everything Just Talk With Sam podcast. SamShow11 on the tweets for myself. Just Talk With Sam on Facebook and Instagram. And we can't leave y'all hanging. I'm in the captain's chair right now.
Unfortunately.
And I said this while I was talking to her. This is honestly one of my favorite songs. And we're going to play this off the live album. Layla Hathaway Live. You can go to Amazon and pick it up. You go to LaylaHathaway.com and pick it up. You go to Amazon via Sam Show Nation. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link and get Layla Hathaway Live. You need this in your musical library, period. So we're going to play one of my favorite cuts that she's ever done. The live one, just bringing it full circle. It's Forever, For Always, For Love. Happy Father's Day. And I guess I'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Do you remember the love that we once had? If I had the chance to love you again, I would make your heart forget I was ever there. If we forget the past, I know this time love will last forever, for always. Yeah, hey. I'm not coming home anymore. Doesn't matter, no, no. Well, if I had the chance to hold you again, I'd fill your heart with joy, make you remember I'm the only one for you. Yes, I would throw the bad memories away. Make this the first day of our
just the way I am. It's gonna be starting here, starting now. For the ones you love, yeah.
Ooh. Forever,
forever,
for always,
always.
For love,
keep it right there, keep it right there, there. Say that with me, y'all. Forever, for always, for love. Break it down so I can hear the children say. That's all right. All right. Somebody got happy with their part. Come on with it. One more time. Yes. One more time. For love. Come on and play this guitar. Thank you. Cooney on guitar. Is that all right, y'all? Is that all right? Is that all right? Everybody say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. Say for always, for love, forever, oh, always, for much.